DC Comics management change on the way? You can't put a question mark in your headline.
No, that's how you get people in. Mm. That's the trick.
Mm.
You have to ask, you have to make a bold statement and put a question mark at the end. Then people are intrigued. They come and see what you're talking about.
So, like, if we call this episode greatest fucking podcast ever, question mark?
Yep. Then we're not commit, like, we can't get in trouble because we didn't say the thing. But then at the end, people are like, yeah, they were right. Greatest fucking podcast ever.
Can I put fucking in the title?
Live from your grave.
Welcome to Indestructible Art number 232. My name is Omar DeArmas. I am joined by Ryan Adams.
Supreme excellence in the house. Hello, Omar.
And not Evan Campbell. Today is going to be a great show. Ryan Adams, how are you doing,
oh,
sir?
Oh, man. I can't tell you how pumped I am for this show. Like, super pumped. You know, Omar, when you and I get together and do these episodes where it's just you and I, it's the gold standard of podcasting.
It is the level of excellence that we should rise to every day, but we can't because we have one person holding us back.
Yeah. Evan's kind of like that thing around like your leg once you get married.
That thing around your leg? A ball and chain?
The ball and chain! I'm just kidding. No, Evan's great.
I'm just kidding. Marriage is not like that for real.
No. Being married is the coolest. It's the best. Yeah. No, Evan's not on the episode, and that's not such a bad thing.
Never a bad thing. You can never have too little Evan Campbell.
Yes. Or a little Evan Campbell goes a long way, right?
A little, exactly. There we go. Because you need him in there just so you know what you're missing when he's not there.
And when I say little, I mean, for those who don't know, Evan is a small, small man. He's a small dude. Little in size, big on heart, though. How about that?
Yeah, big in annoyance.
So what's up, Omar? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing fucking fantastic. I've been playing Overwatch, like, so much. Hours a day I've been putting in this video game.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing right now.
That is the thing right now. Not only is it a thing, it is the thing. In the UK, Overwatch toppled Uncharted 4 as number one selling game of the month.
Wow, that's pretty big. Would you say that Overwatch is this year's Rocket League? Would you say that?
Sure, why not? Let's say it.
In terms of just coming out of nowhere, popularity.
Well, that's the thing. It didn't come out of nowhere.
Really?
Yeah, it did not come out of... I mean, they had three different beta periods, and everybody knew from the first one, like, oh man, this is going to be a thing that everyone fucking loves. Blizzard has knocked it out of the park with this game.
It looks cute.
Looks cute.
Yeah, it looks cute. Looks like a cute game.
It is very, it's very attractive.
Is it?
Got lots of cool characters, cool designs, cool levels, good music, good sound design.
Oh, so those are two different things, right? That's why I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Two different things, sound design and music.
Oh, man. I love how you were on the same page there.
Oh, man. I look for that, like, any chance I can. Any chance I can bring that up, I will. Everyone knows that sound design and music, two completely different things.
I would say it's more a square and rectangle, where a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square.
I can see that. Yeah. But they're two different things.
They are two different things, but one is part of the other, where the other is not part of the one.
You know what I've been doing this week?
What's that?
I've been playing video games too, dog. What you know about
Oh, no! What am I going to talk about if you're going to talk about video games?
The comic book guy was playing video games this week, and that's just any... Not Overwatch. Because, yeah, that game looks cute and charming and whimsical.
You're just scared to get your butt stomped by a bunch of 12-year-olds on the internet.
First off, my butt don't get stomped, bro. Don't happen. It does not happen. I've been playing a little game called Doom.
Yes, Doom is also a very good video game that has come out recently. Way to be current, Ryan Adams. Good job.
Topical. Yes, I got Doom this week, and man, I really love that game.
Like, it is fucking amazing. It is an amazingly made game.
Like, no joke, it is fun. I like it's just a throwback to old school first person shooters in a nice brand new package.
Yep.
silent protagonist, going around just killing things.
Fucking fast.
Fast pace. You know, it's crazy because I really like Doom 3. And Doom 3
really?
Was a, I like Doom 3. But Doom 3 was...
that is like universally hated in the Doom...
It was
the
fun,
Doom
man.
Lineup of
it
games.
Was, but at the time, you gotta remember the time. It was, what, 2003?
Am I thinking it's the Xbox 360 one, right?
No, the Xbox.
Okay, which one came out on 360?
I don't know.
There was a Doom game on 360.
There was a Doom game on 360? I don't remember that.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure.
I know there was a game kind of like Doom by the makers of Doom. It's called, like, Ruin or something.
No, that was called... Rage? No.
Rage, yes, Rage. I remember that game nobody liked.
Yeah, There was a game in the Doom lineup. Doom. That people did not like. But yes, this game is a throwback to old style Doom while being 100% current on game mechanics.
Yeah, love it.
It is a fantastic feat that those people at id/Bethesda have put together.
You know, at one point you get these double jump boots.
Shit, yeah, you do.
Right? And I was a little bit thrown off at first because it's a Doom game and doing double jumps. And I was actually surprised at the amount of platforming there was in this game.
It's puzzly. The levels themselves are puzzly.
But great level design, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so many, all the secrets and stuff. Like, legitly, after you kill people, and I love how they do their enemy encounter in that game, where you get a really hectic... like fast-paced, shoot a bunch of shit that constantly trying to kill you, and then it stops, and you get to breathe, and then you get to look around and be like, mm-hmm. What's going on in here? Let's see all the little knickknacks that they hid around this level.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And then you know, after you do your exploring and your kind of puzzly stuff, then you go in, and you're like, okay, it's time for another bloodbath. Let's fuck these guys up. And you go in there, and you go crazy again.
So what's your weapon of choice, Omar?
Well, when I'm just walking around... I got my shotgun out. Not my super shotgun, my regular shotgun.
Okay.
And my alt fire, shit, is not, it's explodey? No, what is it?
Rocket launcher?
Out of the shotgun? No, it's either you can do burst fire. Yeah, the alt fire is burst fire or the other one. I use the other one.
The blast, right?
The blast, yeah.
Yeah.
I use that. That's what I keep equipped in the regular.
Okay, and me too. We're on the same page. We're on the same page so far.
And then depending on the enemies, like that, you can kill almost anything with. If it's just like the slow zombie dudes, I'll pull out the pistol just to save ammo, and I'll shoot them a couple times, and you do a bunch of melee things, get your health back. If it's like regular, like itty-bitty demons, shotgun is fine. Big dudes with the bald heads, I bust out the plasma rifle, and I stun them, and then hit them with the machine gun in the head, and... the big dudes, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. The big dudes.
Big dogs.
You got to pull out that Gauss cannon.
Mm-hmm.
That Gauss cannon.
Gaussed.
Yeah, you got to Gauss them.
Yeah, I really like that game, man. I really love it. It's been a while since I've been back in playing games, right? Because I've been just reading comics whenever I get a chance these days. But I saw Doom, and I had a chance. I was at the store, and I was telling you this earlier. I went to the store, and usually I've been buying all my games from Amazon, but I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go to a Best Buy or a GameSpot after work and just go pick up a game. And so I see Uncharted 4, and I'm like, yes, I will. I want to play Uncharted 4. I love Uncharted. But then I see Doom right next to it, and I was like, man, but you know, Doom's just this is what I'm in the mood for. This is what I need right now is a Doom game, right? Now, I'll play Uncharted 4 probably in the next, like, few weeks. Mm-hmm. But right now, I need a Doom in my life. I need more Doom. And I got it, man. I really like it.
Yeah, it's really, really good. I completely agree with you, too. Like, if I were going to buy a game right now, I wouldn't buy Uncharted 4. Uncharted 4 is a thing that I know. I know it's going to be there. It's always going to be pretty. I can play that whenever, you know? I'm just going to go in there and slowly take the story. Yes, there's going to be, like, puzzles and jumping and barely clinging onto walls and stuff. But basically, I'm just going to sit and watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Doom is a fucking video game.
Video game!
And when you're playing it, you're playing a fucking video game.
Yeah. That's what I like about it. I just like Doom. It's so good to have Doom back. Because like I was saying, I like Doom 3, the one that came out, 15 years ago now? 16 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a really long time, yeah.
But that was a slow-paced, like, survival horror kind of experience, where this is, like, I never, like, the game's not scary, right? it just feels like, and you just feel like a badass as you're going through these corridors, or when you're out like on the open places in Mars, like you feel like, okay, yes, I'm surrounded by the hordes of hell, but man, I feel like they're more scared of me than I am of them.
Well, yeah, they're constantly running away from you. Don't except for the big guys.
Big guys come after you, man.
The big guys come after you because they know what their job is.
Mm-hmm. You gotta stop the Doom Marine.
He's called the Doom Marine.
The Doom Marine. God, so good. I could talk about Doom like the whole entire episode.
I love in that game how fucking Doom the dude your character is too. Like the guy's telling you like, hey, you just shut these things down and you can't. You like monk like gorilla like fumble mm-hmm. with it a couple times. You're like, fuck it, and you just smash it.
And he's like, hey.
He's like, hey, don't do that.
Don't do that. This is valuable shit. And you're like, fuck this.
Fuck this place.
Without saying fuck this place.
Yeah.
So
you
good.
Say, huh.
So good. Doom Marine. Doom guy. So besides Doom and Overwatch, what else is going on this week?
We got some Overwatch news.
Okay.
And we got some Doom news.
Doom news. Yeah, I like where this episode's going.
I'm gonna drop this little Easter egg on you from Doom because okay. I think you will appreciate this, and I'm sure you probably already know about it.
Okay.
In Doom, you have music, right? You got music. Yes. It's very like metal music. It plays. It swells when you get into real crazy fights.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, it's great.
There is a song on the soundtrack called Cyber Demon, mm-hmm. you know, very classic Doom. If you put it through a spectrograph, which I'm not totally sure what that is, I guess it like shows you waveforms, but
yes,
not, but
I not actually, I know what a spectrograph is.
Okay, so yes. If you put it through one of those, the song contains a pentagram and the number 666 in the spectrograph. They made the song in such a way that in a spectrograph, it would contain satanic imagery.
Fuck
how
yes.
fucking Doom is that?
Fuck yes.
How fucking Doom is
we
that?
We need more creators pushing the limits of what video games can do.
Yeah, this is right up long-haired fucking Doom creator that I can't remember his name because I can never remember anything at the time that I need to say it.
John Carmack?
John? No, not Carmack. The other guy. John Romero.
Oh, Romero. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Carmack.
Fucking fuck. Romero. Dude, Satan-loving Romero mm-hmm. would be creaming his pants at the sight of this.
Dude, I fucking love this, man. I love this. As someone who likes heavy metal music and the images of hell, I am 100% about this.
Yeah, it is so classic. It is such a classic move on Bethesda/id part to do that. It's such a good like, yes, we are the people who brought you the original Doom. Yes, we are id Software. This is still our thing.
Yes, we are putting like, pentagrams and 666 in the sound waves.
Yeah, in the sound waves. Because like Machine Games made Wolfenstein, and Wolfenstein the New Order that came out 3 years ago.
2 years ago. Great game, by the way. Great
fantastic game. Was another one that was like, shit, yeah, this is what Wolfenstein should be in the modern era. But it was made by another company. It was made by Machine Games. And they did a fantastic job. Absolutely fantastic rebirth of another classic id property. And this one was like, we are fucking id. We are the creators of Doom. We're going to do shit like this. And we're going to make our Doom game the most Doom it could ever be.
I love it. What if you play that song in a certain like frequency, right? Or you play it backwards. You actually
play it backwards.
You open up the gates of hell.
Then you can control the Doom energy.
Then you are the Doom Marine.
What if you play it backwards and then out of a glowing red sphere, you get the Doom armor?
Oh,
you
man.
You become the Doom Marine.
Dude, I'd be so pumped. I'd be like, fuck yes. This is the best day of my life.
I will double jump up these walls. I will mantle on everything.
Dude. Dude, I'd love to fight the forces of hell. It'd be so awesome. Super shotgun in hand.
Super shotgun is so funny to me.
Super shotgun. I just love the name.
Yeah, you're going around, you're collecting all these really unique weapons, and all of a sudden it was like, oh shit, there's another shotgun, but it just looks old. It's an old shotgun, but it's a super shotgun.
Yeah, fuck you, your technological advances in the 22nd century. Fuck that. It's like a shotgun, man. Just like
it's like a blunderbuss.
You see it, you're just like, yeah. The fuck is this?
This is a sawed-off shotgun.
So good.
What are you playing on?
My PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4, huh?
Yeah. plays just fine. I know, well, you played the PC version, right?
Absolutely played the PC version.
Boring.
Keyboard and mouse, brah.
Boring. Boring.
Spinning 360, double jump 360, no scopes.
See, that's the thing. It does not sound fun playing with a keyboard and mouse.
No, it's so fast. It's so fast.
To me, that just sounds like the worst thing ever.
Running one direction, spin around, blast a dude in the face, and then turn around and keep running that direction. Dude, you can't do that on controller.
Dude, I can do that with my controller, man.
You can't do that on controller.
Omar, that's how good I am.
It can't happen. You have to move. You physically have to drag the analog stick over, and it's got to slowly,
as if you were playing knee-deep in mud.
You're tromping through knee-deep mud.
Omar, you know I have the fastest reflexes on the planet, dude. So you know this. This is no surprise to you. Is there a cross connect for PlayStation 4 and PC?
There is not. I don't know. I don't think so.
Because I gotta tell you, if that's true, you and I deathmatch, buddy. I will destroy you with my console.
Here. You get it on PC and then plug in your controller and then we'll play and see what happens.
I'm not buying the same game twice, Omar. Fuck that.
You bought it on the inferior system.
No. The superior system. The PlayStation 4.
Not for long, brah. You want my next piece of news?
Oh, drop it like it's hot, O-Dog.
Okay. We got PS4.5 or 4K or whatever the fuck you want to call it coming out soon.
Yeah, the 4.5.
4.5. PS4 in kind of better. Coming out soon. And then Microsoft is like, you know what?
Mm-hmm, fuck
Booyah,
you guys.
Dog. We got, is it Scorpio? Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Scorpio. And not only are they putting out a smaller Xbox One this year, apparently, which is whatever, they do that with every system, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are going to, at some point, I don't remember the exact time that they said, because they didn't say an exact time, but what the rumor said, they are putting out a new Xbox One, a la PS4.5,
yep.
But more than PS4.5.
Six
banana flops. I forget what the term is. Teraflops?
Banana flops. Yeah, I think it's banana flops.
Six banana flops of CPU power.
And,
or GPU power.
Yeah, and 27 radishes of RAM,
yes.
I believe.
More computer than all of the computers in Xbox 1.2.
This is getting fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, we are three... Wait, how many years has it been?
What, in this generation's life cycle?
Yeah, three, right? We're three years in.
We're in the third year.
We're in our third year, and we're getting presumably the same platform, but new hardware out of both competitors.
You know, that's the thing is why I always liked consoles, was that like generally a console's lifespan could be 5 to 7 years, right? That's cool, man. That's cool. Like, I'll pay my $299 every 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
But, dude, you start changing that lifespan where it's like 2 to 3 years. Dude, that's where I would be more inclined to now join the PC Master Race.
Yeah. Well, right? That's the thing is with these moves, right? With these moves toward, well, the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One were both moves towards more of a PC style architecture. And now they're doing things where, like, we're going to bump our video output on this one, and the games will still play on all of them, but on this one it'll be better. So you should get the better one. That's like if you have a computer that you built 3 or 4 years ago, you can still play all the games.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you got that new hot GTX 1080 that's coming out, you can play it better. So, yeah, I think this is the convergence, the singularity between console and PC gaming is on the horizon, and it's coming out as faster than anybody ever realized.
Well, yeah, that, and I heard reports this week that the NX is being delayed to add VR. What is this?
Here's the thing. Poor fucking Nintendo, right? Like, they get shit on with the Wii U, right?
They deserve it.
They fucked up, and they are dying. And then they're like, okay, well, at least we can play a little catch-up now. We're going to play a little catch-up. We're going to drop our NX. We're going to drop our new thing way sooner than we anticipated doing into our Wii U life cycle. And we're going to play catch-up, and we're going to get in line with what the current console's ecosystem is. And Sony and Microsoft are like, whoa, Nintendo, fuck you. We're going to one-up you yet again. At the same time that your NX is coming out, we're going to put out new versions of our consoles that are going to beat the NX again.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, right? As someone who owns an Xbox One and a PlayStation 4, I have zero desire to go buy a 4.5 and a 1.5.
Yeah, either do I. I mean, because I have a PC now that I play video games on, I probably won't buy either of them. But had I not had a PC, I think I would have been more angry, but I probably would eventually have bought the PS4 one. I don't know about an Xbox One right now.
I can't justify that purchase. I've had my PlayStation, you know, here's the thing is, I've said this before, and I know it pisses Evan off, but I've not been that impressed with this generation of consoles. And I've already plopped down my, you know, between the two, $700 for both these consoles. In 3 years, why the hell would I go get the 1.5 and the 4.5?
Yes, but you spend another $700-something again.
Yeah, you know, No way. I'd rather spend another $300 on the NX just because it's something different.
It's something different. I 100% agree with you.
It's something different, and I can't wait to see exactly what the fuck it is. Is it this VR crazy Game Boy thing? Who knows? Who knows? Is it an OS? Who knows?
I guess nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Except for it's something to do with a handheld that you could take with you, right? That can also play home console games? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
But I'm more inclined on something new than getting an upgraded version of something I already own.
Yeah, I mean, especially, like, for me, my Xbox has literally not turned on in 6 months, I would say. Like, no joke, in 6 months, I have not even turned it on.
No, I get you. My Xbox One is my Ori and the Blind Forest adapter.
Yeah.
That's it. I just play Ori on it. And then when I do play games, I've been playing PlayStation 4. Not because I'm a Sony fanboy. It's just, I don't even know why I'm playing on the Sony. You know why? It's because I don't like the fact that I have to buy batteries for my Xbox One controller.
That's some weak shit right there that you're complaining about.
I shouldn't have to buy batteries. Buy batteries.
The thing is, like, I don't think I've ever changed the batteries in my Xbox One controller, and it still works.
Wow.
You don't have to buy batteries. It's it's infinity batteries.
Yeah, if you don't play the console.
But I use it on my PC sometimes, and it still works.
Wow.
The controller I've used, I love the fucking controller.
Don't get me wrong.
It is better than the DualShock 4 in almost every way.
Hands down, I agree with you.
But
I don't know why I buy games on PlayStation 4 if it's not exclusive. I don't know.
No, because, dude, we're all mind-washed.
Oh.
We're all brainwashed. That's what the one I was trying to say. Brainwashed.
We're all mind-washed.
We've all been wiped. All we can think of is PlayStation 4 is winning the race right now. PlayStation 4 is the dominant console. So when you buy a game and you see two of them sitting next to each other, you think, oh, I guess I should get that PlayStation 4 one because it's going to be better.
Yeah. It's we've been preconditioned to think that the Sony disc or the Sony game is superior to the Xbox One or the Xbox or Microsoft version, when in actuality, it's not.
I mean, technically, it has more power, but in practicality, I don't think it's anything that really warrants all this hate or fervor over the differences.
Agreed. Speaking of hate.
Oh, yeah?
Speaking of hate, Civil War 2, Issue 1, came out last week, and a lot of people pretty upset. A lot of people upset.
Wait, Civil War 2,
yep.
Issue 1.
Issue 1. So Civil War 2 is a sequel to Marvel's blockbuster 2004-2005 giant miniseries.
The Civil War?
The Civil War, which saw the heroes beating the shit out of each other. I talked about it at great length on this the show.
I like how they were very creative in their sequel title, Civil War 2.
The Re-Civil War-ing. Right? That's what they should have called it. So Civil War 2 came out, and spoilers, there were some big deaths in Civil War 2 number 1. You have War Machine and She-Hulk. War Machine and She-Hulk. Boom. Dead.
But in the movie, the War Machine is a character.
How
are they going to kill him in the comic books and still have him in the movie?
Well, it's kind of like, how do you make Steve Rogers a Nazi? Still have him be Captain America, right?
But War Machine is not a mutant. He's not like a superhero. How is he going to come back to life?
Oh, they'll find creative ways, I'm sure. So, you know, the whole Civil War thing, the reason why there's a war brewing is, I think I talked about this on the show before, it's Marvel's version of Minority Report. A new Inhuman is born that can see the events of the future. And
they're still doing Inhumans?
Dude, I know. I know.
I thought legitimately Marvel was out of the Inhuman game.
Oh no, dude. No. They're pushing it harder than ever. So a new.
But why did they cancel that movie then?
Dude, that's behind the scenes drama right now, man. You have Isaac Perlmutter versus Kevin Feige. I can talk about that later on the show, about the real civil war that's going on. The real civil war going on the House of Ideas, or the House of Mouse is what I should say.
Yep.
So Civil War Camp comes out, and you have She-Hulk gets killed, Iron Man, or War Machine gets killed, and it could have been possibly prevented, but they had to die because Carol Danvers, Miss Marvel, is... It's kind of convoluted, but there's an Inhuman that can see the future, and it's all about stopping crimes before they happen, or sometimes you have to let people die in the process. And Iron Man's pissed off because his best friend's dead, and it could have been prevented because Carol Danvers knew that he was going to die the whole entire time. So, yeah.
How come Carol Danvers hasn't been in the movies yet?
It's funny that you mentioned it, because reports this week is that Brie Larson has been cast as Miss Marvel, or is in negotiations.
I don't know who that is.
Brie Larson, you know that movie Room?
No.
I think she was also, she also did something else.
I'm sure. I'm sure she's done something.
Brie Larson, IMDb.
All right. How do you spell Brie?
B-R-I-E. Let's see. She was born October 1st, 1989 in Sacramento, Sactown.
1989. Oh, I see her.
Oh, she was in 21 Jump Street. Let's see. Trainwreck. Oh, she was on Community.
She was on Community.
And The League. That show sucks, by the way.
The League sucks? Come on.
Oh, fucking bro culture over here.
Bro culture.
Oh, she was in fucking Scott Pilgrim.
No way. Is she the girl?
No, she was Envy Adams.
She was the girl then?
No, the girl, Ramona. You're thinking of Ramona.
Oh, okay.
That's a different actress that's been in other movies.
Yeah.
So Brie Larson could possibly be Miss Marvel. How about that?
Good for her.
I was kind of hoping they would go with that other actress that's been in other movies, too.
Yeah. Man, they really shit the bed on this one.
Really? I mean, come on, guys. We could have gotten that one actress.
Other lady?
Oh,
one other one.
Oh, Emily Blunt. They should have went with Emily Blunt.
You don't say Emily Blunt in a joke. Now I can only think about her being Miss Marvel.
Dude, Emily Blunt would have been a rad Miss Marvel. Did you see her in that one movie?
Which one movie? She's amazing in all her movies.
She did that thing that was cool.
She was in that time travel movie with Tom Cruise.
That's it.
Die Another Day? Another Day?
All You Need Is Kill was the original title, I think.
Live,
Kill, Repeat, Die, Death?
Yes, Die.
Tom Cruise?
Die, love, die, repeat.
Death. Cruise. Death. Cruise Death. Control.
Cruise control. There we go. We found it. We got there eventually.
She was so good in that movie, by the way. She was totally Miss Marvel in that movie. Supreme badass. I loved it. So now that we've killed She-Hulk and now that we killed Rhodey, also known as War Machine, Marvel's teasing who will fall next. And we're getting more Civil War deaths. And supposedly, the rumor is that Civil War 2, Issue 3, is supposed to be mind-blowing in terms of the character deaths. So, way to go, Marvel! Let's go kill some more things!
Yeah, why...
Let's go turn some more beloved characters into Nazis, maybe? And let me tell you, man, that fallout from Steve Rogers, Captain America number 1, turns out he's a Hydra agent. Man, people are still pissed off.
Yeah.
People are pissed off. There's riots in the streets. Cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria.
I don't remember where I had this conversation because I talk about stuff with multiple people now, which is kind of annoying. But there was like...
Oh, that one... It sucks having friends.
There was that one like Marine dude who like put out this whole big thing. It's like, I used to base my entire moral compass on Captain America. That's why I became a Marine. That's why blah, blah, blah. But now that Captain America is part of Hydra, I don't even know what I should be doing with my life anymore. Oh, I'm just going to go around and start killing people because he's a Hydra agent. Because I got no moral compass anymore because of Steve Rogers, because of comic book.
Wow. Well, first, I'd like to say, sir, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Second, don't do that. Don't kill things.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
You know that it's just a comic book character.
You know it's only the first issue
It's the first issue on what will surely be a switcheroo story.
Yes, I'm sure by the sixth issue, it would have been that he was deep undercover.
I'm sure by the second issue, it will be that he is undercover.
It's called a hook.
It's called grabbing the audience, the cliffhanger.
Oh, jeez. Nobody understands narrative these days, man.
Because people are dumb, dude. People are dumb. They don't have they can't pay attention.
We are living in a crazy world right now. Think about this. Think about this. People are outraged about this Captain America like it's like, you know, the law of the land.
Yeah, and then at the same time, they're propping up this this comic book villain to be our next president.
Which is crazy. I mean, Hillary, really?
Oh, man.
Hillary Clinton for America, my ass. It turns out Hillary's really a Hydra agent deep cover, bro.
It's just the Red Skull behind that.
Oh, man. We are so fucked when, like, can you imagine, like, the inauguration day? She's up there. She's swearing on the Bible. And then she just takes the mask off. And it's just fucking Red Skull. Like, I'll be damned. And but at the same time, I'd be like, not surprised.
Yeah.
That was kind of telegraphed a little
everyone
bit.
Everyone will just look over to the people next to him. You should have saw that coming.
Yeah, should. Like, don't blame me. I voted for Trump. Oh, man. I saw this image of Donald Trump at a rally. And it's a great image. And I got to find it so we can save it for the website. But someone did a cartoon. And it's really cool. Like, comic book art of Donald Trump at a podium. And behind him is Red Skull, like in the crowd, and like Loki and Darth Vader.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Joker. Oh, man. I've been saying this for months since Trump first announced his candidacy that, holy shit, we actually have a bona fide comic book villain running for president.
Yeah.
And like, there's no way he'll get the nomination. Republicans are too smart. They're smart enough. They won't allow this to happen. Boy, was I wrong. I made a mistake.
The whole world made a mistake. The whole world just figured, oh, it'll blow over.
Right?
There's no way he's going to make it all the way through this or that.
We can't let this racist, homophobic billionaire... But he's not going to become president. The Republicans will stop him. We got Marco Rubio. We have Ted Cruz.
We have Ted Pasta Face Cruz.
Oh, man. You mean the Zodiac Killer?
The Zodiac Killer. No, it's on the same level as that whole Zodiac thing. Did you see that Mike Judge, Terry Crews, and the guy who wrote Idiocracy?
They're coming together to do ad
campaigns. They're
getting together
to make anti-Trump ads as Idiocracy.
Yes.
Basically, they were like, yeah, we didn't think that our movie would come true this quickly. So we're out here trying to postpone the apocalypse for as long as we can.
It is insane how
it is insane how
Idiocracy was.
Yes,
was like
how much
the future.
It was real life, dude. It was real life.
I know. It's like they had an Inhuman writing for them.
The movie is called Idiocracy.
They ever play? They have a restaurant called Buttfuckers.
It's what plants crave.
Brando. God damn it.
It's got those electrolytes.
So anyways, this is what happens. This is the world we live in now. Captain America's a Nazi. Donald Trump's going to become your next president. But at least we got a new Doom game coming out. That's out. And that is good.
That is out.
All right. So things aren't that bad.
Hopefully Machine Games is working on something else rad that is as good as the last thing.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we know people are dying in Civil War. We knew that was happening, though. We knew there would be more deaths. That's what Marvel does good these days. Or I should say Marvel does great. They do a great job killing people.
Yeah, killing off beloved characters.
And then bringing them back. Except for Wolverine. Nope, he stays dead. Fucking assholes. Moving on.
So we were talking about Rocket League earlier in comparing it to Doom and everything. Or no, comparing it to Overwatch.
Yes.
Rocket League, if you remember way back when, Ryan, you gotta really think back to when it first came out and they released it for free on PlayStation Plus.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
And it was like, whoa, this game is free. Everyone's freaking out about it. Then it came out on PC and people bought it. Then it came out on Xbox and people bought it. They put out DLCs, all this other stuff. And people have spent now $110 million in revenue Rocket League has created since giving their game away for free.
Wow, we should have came up with Rocket League.
Yes. Well, I mean, the model. Everyone was like, how are you going to give away your game for free and still expect people to pay for it? people are not going to give you money. You're going to go out of business. You're giving it away for free before anybody had a chance to play it. But obviously, they knew what they were doing. Somebody somewhere knew exactly what was going on. They've made a bajillion dollars.
These are smart dudes.
Smart dudes. And Rocket League is a great game, and I'm really glad that they were able to do really well with their crazy release scheme. It fucking worked out.
They're smart dudes.
And they continue to do well. They continue to put out really cool things and do awesome stuff with it.
It's funny, I will meet random folks and people that don't really play games, but some, you know, fans will reach out to me on the street. They'll see me walking, you know, through Vons. They're like, hey, Ryan from Indestructible Armor. Hey, what's up, fan? Friends, fan, loved one, what's up? What's going on? And they'll be like, hey, Rocket League.
Rocket League. Omar was right.
They don't even know anything about games. They want to talk about Rocket League.
Yo. Then they go, hey, Ryan, you got to tell that dude Omar he was right.
Well,
Rocket
League
is the best.
They usually say something like, hey, go tell that dude Omar to go fuck himself. And I'm like, hey, be nice.
He was right about Rocket League.
He was right about Rocket League. You love it.
His game of the year.
I still haven't played Rocket League.
Oh, my God.
Still haven't played it. It's one of those things that's on my to-do list.
You don't like online games.
Dude, I fucking hate online games. I fucking like, no joke, it's time to finally just say it. I hate online games.
It's because you're not good. It's okay not to be good. No, you get better with practice.
The problem is I'm too good, and I like to be challenged, and I find that mere mortals cannot challenge a god. So I just play by myself. No, you know what it is I like the single player experience. I like being able to just sit there and concentrate on the game and the narrative and the story, and I don't get that with online stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there are both. Both kinds of games exist. You can broaden and do more than one thing. Not every game has to be a narrative tour de force, man.
Yes, it does.
You can play things just because they're fun to play.
Yes, it does. And he's like, grab me by the balls and just say, here's a story for you, Ryan. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, like Doom.
Like Doom. That story is so captivating.
The story is so captivating. I really want to see you play Overwatch. People are loving it on consoles. You should totally play it.
Well, you're playing it on PC, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, see, I'm not PC dude. Not part of the Master Race. I will pick it up on my console. How about this? If I don't pick it up by August 1st, Omar, I will do something nice for you and Evan. How about that? If I don't pick up Overwatch by August 1st, I will personally take you guys both out to dinner.
August 1st is a long time away.
I know. I'm giving myself plenty of time here. I will both take you guys out to a vegan restaurant of your choosing. So you can eat some lettuce, whatever you fucking vegans eat.
I went and had tacos yesterday. So I found, I think you were there when I was telling Evan about this taco place I found. Mondo Tacos out here in Santa Monica.
Mondo Tacos.
They serve all kinds of food. But they have a whole section that is vegetarian / vegan, I think.
Mm.
But I had awesome chorizo tacos. I had tempeh Thai tacos. Place is real good.
But where do you get your protein? But where do you get your protein?
You can't eat soy, brah. It'll give you boobs.
Whoa, what? Jeez.
Yeah, you didn't know?
I had no idea. That's why I don't eat soy.
Soy give you boobs.
I only eat 100% USDA American beef, dog.
American beef. Kobe American beef, brah.
American
Kobe.
Beef.
Kobe.
I'm not going to eat Kobe Bryant, dog. Get out of here. Get out of here. So, yeah, by August 1st, if I haven't played Overwatch, I'll take you guys out to dinner. How about that? How about that?
All right.
You know what? How about this? I'll take you out to dinner, and I'll make Evan watch us eat. Or you guys have to share the same plate, and you have to feed Evan baby bird style.
If you don't buy the game, then I have to feed Evan baby bird style.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, yeah.
No.
If I don't, yes. If I don't buy it, if Evan wants food, you have to chew it up first and then spit in his mouth.
Because that's when I win. I win by getting to
you get free food and you get the baby bird Evan.
Okay. Deal.
Done. What else is going on in the world of video games?
Video games.
Rocket League.
I mean, fucking E3 is coming out. We talked about the Xbox whatever is coming out. E3 is in like 2 weeks, brah. Video games are on hold until E3.
Yeah, but nobody's at E3 this year, so is anything really on hold?
I mean, everyone's doing their own thing around E3. So, like, you have the other people who pulled out of E3 doing things in at the side of nearby E3. Nintendo put out a thing, or didn't put out a thing, where they said, like, yeah, we said that we were only ever going to talk about Zelda at E3. Yeah, yeah, we know we said that, we know, blah, blah, blah. But if you watch the Treehouse, we'll be doing a bunch of other stuff. So, presumably, the show floor over there at E3 for Nintendo won't exclusively be Zelda, which is good.
And hopefully we'll get some NX stuff here pretty soon. It's weird because, like, yeah, we're in a holding pattern again right now because this is near E3 and we're just kind of waiting to see what happens. Same thing with comics. We're in a holding pattern because the Rebirth just got relaunched and everything is kind of coming out in waves this month. So I feel like June's like the month of just waiting to see what happens and then deciding what the fuck we need to do in terms of, like, comics, in terms of video games. I did read something interesting, though. I thought this could be my pick of the week. And it's not a video game or comic book, but you know Rick Ross?
The singer?
Yeah, the hip-hop guy.
Okay.
You know Skrillex?
Okay.
Evan loves Skrillex.
Evan dresses up as Skrillex every weekend.
Yeah, Evan's really into dubstep. He's been about it for years.
It was cool.
Yeah, Rick Ross and Skrillex are getting together to do a Suicide Squad music video, and it's got Jared Leto's Joker in it. Pick of the week.
There's no way. After this, what can you possibly be looking forward to in this movie, The Suicide Squad?
Rick Ross and Skrillex doing a Suicide Squad music video featuring Jared Leto's Joker. Yes! What a time to be alive!
This movie is such a train wreck.
It could be really bad or it could be really good.
It's not going to be really good. There's no fucking way.
It's got Batman in it.
Yeah.
Batman's in it. We love Batman.
Yeah, we love Batman. Great Batman. Batman all around.
We love Batman.
I guess Jesse Eisenberg spilled the beans that Lex Luthor is going to be in the Justice League movie.
Oh, yeah. And we finally got the title for the Justice League movie.
Oh, what's it called?
It's ready. Hold on. This is an exclusive. It's called Justice League. No joke. It's been teased for months now. What's going to be the title of the Justice League movie? And Jeff Johns came out as all right, guys, big news. Justice League will be known as Justice League. And everyone's like, wow, that's brilliant. Did not see that one coming.
No subtitle, no nothing.
No. There's all these goofy titles being passed around, like Justice League, Gods Among Men.
That's what the other one was called.
Justice League. Immortal something cool guy dudes fighting things.
The Dawn of the Justice. Oh, wait, Justice League. We already used that name for something.
The Redawning.
The actual dawn. The sun comes up on justice.
Yes. Justice League. Why don't they just call it Justice League?
Well, I mean, what's his name is going to be in there being all spooky and mysterious. They should totally do that.
Justice League Ghosts. Haunted.
Magic.
Yeah. Ooh. Justice League. That's what I do that voice all the time now. I'm going to use that at work tomorrow in my board meeting. Profits are up. Things look good.
You got to, in your next board meeting, you got to say really bad things, but talk in like how you talk to your dog. And then everyone will be like, things are really awesome right now. We're not all getting fired.
Yeah. Ryan's voice just went up 20 decibels. And he's got like some dog treats in his hand.
Oh, man.
I was thinking about trying to say something, but I'm like, man, I don't want anybody to know how my voice is when I talk to my dog. Because that's just between me and my dog. Like, I don't even make the voice in front of my wife. When it's just me and my dog at my house, like, I can go full on, like, you know, talk to my dog like nobody's watching.
Yeah.
It's because nobody is. Now, when I have guests here, I'm like, hey, Ace, get over here. I'm your dad. I'm the man of the house.
No, I'm not your dad. You're just a dog.
You're just a dog. You're go grab something for me.
I'm a human. You respect the humans.
Oh, man. But when nobody serves me and him, like, it's full on, like, romance and cuddling. Oh, fucking love my dog.
I have yet to meet your dog.
Coolest dog ever, man.
Yeah. I don't know why. I feel like he doesn't exist. Because every time that there's an opportunity for me to go over to your place or whatever, you let your dog, you send it away. You exile the dog.
Here's the thing about Ace is, Ace is great. He loves people, but he's a loud mouth. And yeah. Every time you've come over, it's to record the show, right?
Or not. I mean, there's been other times.
Oh, there was the bachelor party for Evan that we threw at my house.
Yeah.
But Nicole wanted to take Ace with her to her parents' house.
It's Nicole. Nicole's hogging up all the Ace.
Oh, no. She's really good about it. She's a great mom. And I think she does the high-pitched voice, too, when I'm not around.
Everybody does, dude. It is a fact of the human existence that if you have a dog, you will talk baby to it mm-hmm. when no one is looking.
Yeah. In fact, my dog right now is on the couch, curled up in a Deadpool blanket.
in a blanket. Right now, Bender is on the couch behind me, too. Curled up in the tiniest ball that he could possibly make in his, like, 70-pound body.
Dogs are so cute. In fact, my pick of the week is dogs.
That was going to be my pick of the week.
Dogs.
Dogs.
Dogs. Dogs. Wow, Omar, I think it's almost that time.
What, time for what?
Picks of the week, yeah, unless you have anything else.
No. Remember that game Super Hot?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming to Rift.
Oh, Rift.
It's going to be rad.
Is that your pick of the week?
No, I just wanted to say it. My pick of the week is going to be really shitty because the only thing I've been playing is fucking Overwatch. Literally the only thing I've been playing is Overwatch.
And that's like your pick of the week for the last like 3 weeks, right?
It is, and I feel bad because I don't want to just keep shoving that in people's faces, but I'm a terrible video gamer. Like, I am not good at video games, and I have so much fun playing Overwatch. It's competitive online play, and I'm having fun, even though I'm not very good at games. Hmm. That's the kind of game it is. You don't have to be fucking MLG super strats to play the game and have a good time. So my pick of the week is Overwatch. God damn it.
There's nothing wrong with that. My pick of the week is Doom. Surprise, surprise. We talked about a great length of this episode, but man, Doom is so cool. I can't get enough of it. I can't wait to this podcast to be finished so I can go back and beat Doom today because I feel like I'm like a half hour away. I don't want you to spoil it
for people, but I kind of want to know where you... Because I was playing Doom. I did not finish it, but I got sidetracked by Overwatch. I need to go back to it because it is a fantastic game. Snapmap. Have you done any Snapmap yet?
No.
Snapmap is going to be awesome, I think.
I haven't done it yet, but soon.
There's always going to be trash out there that people just like, here's one room with one monster in it. Look at my stat maps.
Yeah, but people are assholes.
Yeah, but I think that the snap map platform is so robust that people are going to be creating really interesting things for a really long time on that game and really going to prolong the life of Doom. It's going to be
I'm pumped on it. I'm pumped on it. I love it. It's just nice to play a first-person shooter that's not, you know, takes itself too seriously or grounded in some kind of war reality.
Yeah, enough fucking Call of Duties, man.
Yeah,
I don't need another fucking Battlefield or Call of Duty based on some horrific war that happened in the world.
Yeah, I just want to fight demons from hell.
Yeah, demons from hell. Besides Nazis, what other bad guy is so universally like, this is the bad guy? They're demons from hell.
Demons from hell. I know. It's the best, man. No more of this. No more. What was it? One of these Call of Duty games, like Mexicans were the bad guys? Or South Americans? I felt really bad about that game. Like, why am I killing all these awesome Brazilian dudes?
Yeah. Like that one fucking art Resident Evil where you had to kill all of the Africans.
Oh, yeah. The racist Resident Evil.
Every Resident Evil.
They're all racist, man.
All racist against zombies.
Mm-hmm. They're all against grays, dude.
The grays.
The grays. Wow. Hey, Omar, this was a pretty good episode. Fast-paced, fun, enjoyable. We talked about dogs.
Dogs.
We talked about high-pitched voices. We talked about outrage over Marvel and Doom and all this other cool stuff. What a great episode. And Evan, Hydrogen Meerkat Campbell couldn't be on it.
That's right. That's his fucking thing. Where did that come from?
So there was a Metal Gear Solid name generator. And if you put in your name, it would give you your Metal Gear name. So Evan is Hydrogen Meerkat.
That's dumb.
Yeah, mine was something cool like Nuclear Rhino. Rhinoceros.
Oh, there's another piece of news that I forgot to talk about. Real quick. This is a little postscript in the episode.
Okay.
Konami.
Yes, I was hoping
you'd say
something.
The fucking Pachinko machine finally came out and people went bananas and they were super pissed about it. But like, dog, we've been talking about this shit forever. Mm-hmm. This is a known thing that was going to happen.
Yep.
Why are you pissed now?
We got the next entry in the stunning Metal Gear franchise.
It's not even the next entry. It is just a ripoff of fucking Metal Gear 4.
Pachinko. I can't wait for the Resident Evil, or not Resident Evil, the Castlevania.
Yeah, Castlevania. Hill,
and Castlevania Pachinkos.
Yeah.
Favorite franchise is gone. Everything's gone.
It's not gone. It lives on in pachinko parlors around Japan.
Oh, fuck me.
The thing is, in that whole thing about it being a pachinko game, they didn't ever show it being a pachinko game. What about it is pachinko? I don't get it.
I don't get pachinko, period. You know why? Because I'm American and I love freedom.
You drop metal balls down pins and they have to go into buckets? I really don't understand.
Yeah, it reminds me of that Price is Right game, Plinko.
I think that's what it was based on.
Pachinko Plinko.
But like,
that might be my new handle, by the way.
That was your Metal Gear generated name?
Yes, Pachinko Plinko. Sounds exotic. That's going to wrap up this episode. Please make sure you check out indestructibleart.com for our past episodes, articles, and links that pertain to the topics we cover this episode. You can also send us questions via Twitter. Hit us up at PixelsThePanels. That's at PixelsThePanels. Or you can email us directly at podcast@indestructibleart.com. So on behalf of Omar De Armas and Hydrogen Meerkat, little big man Evan Campbell.
Little man who couldn't be here today.
Couldn't be here today. He's in Baltimore. What the hell's in Baltimore?
Yeah, what is in Baltimore? What state is Baltimore even in?
Yeah, listen, friends, fans, loved ones. Evan hit us up the other day saying, hey, can't podcast. I'm in Baltimore.
He like, dropped Baltimore as if it were like, oh, shit, I'm in Baltimore. Yeah. And you guys are still at home.
First off, bro, not impressed. Not impressed, all right?
Fucking Baltimore. Honestly, I mean, I am a product of the American education system. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the fuck Baltimore is, honestly.
Washington.
Washington State? Or Washington?
D.C. Washington, D.C.
I thought Washington, D.C. was just Washington, D.C.
Baltimore. It's like near there. Hey, I just know this from watching The Wire.
Okay.
Baltimore is in Maryland, dog.
Okay, Maryland. There you go.
Yeah, Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah. It's also the birthplace of the U.S. National Anthem. The Star-Spangled Banner sits at the mouth of the Baltimore's Inner Harbor.
Okay. What's the next thing on that list?
Let's see. They have Harbor Sea Area offers shops.
Also, I want the listeners to know that you had to look it up on Wikipedia to know where fucking Baltimore was in Maryland.
No, I knew it was in Maryland.
No, you did not.
I wanted to look up some cool facts.
Yeah, right.
I want to look up some cool facts. Hey, they have upscale crab shacks.
Cool.
And attractions like Civil War era warships.
Cool.
Man, Baltimore sounds awesome.
Baltimore.
Baltimore, the city of tomorrow. Today. Hey, we know you have lots of podcasts to listen to, but you choose to listen to ours, and that makes you what, Omar De Armas?
Baltimore!
Makes you motherfucking Baltimore! Woo! Baltimore! They got upscale crab shacks!
like a cartoon thing. We got crab shacks.
No, not just crab shacks. Upscale crab shacks. Oh, and the Baltimore Orioles.
The Orioles, duh.
Oh, man. Hey, we'll see you next week.